It's huge for me. I mean, things never really worked at me for whatever reason at the club there. So it was disappointing time there for me. And I guess in a lot of sense, I've got a lot of points to prove in terms of that. And the way that I left towards the end, as I say, it's added incentive for me. So it's fuel for the fire, I think.
What sort of a reception do you think you're going to get? Because there's going to be a lot of Sheffield United fans there on Saturday.
I don't think I'll get a great reception, if I'm honest, but I'm ready for that. I'm man enough to take that on board, and whatever gets thrown my way, I'm big enough to just get on with things and do my game. If anything, it will spur me on even more.
Why do you think you might get a rough reception?
Just purely because, as I say, I didn't have a good season there. I know myself that things could have been better. There were different reasons and things like that. One of the big things, actually, is I actually give the fans a thumbs up on the last game of the season, and for some reason, some of the fans thought that I'd stuck twos up. They were giving me dogs abuse after that.
But it was a thumb, was it?
It was a thumb, yeah, it was a thumb. I've told them that, but they don't seem to be listening. But that is what it is, and it's water for ducks back, really.
When Fleetwood came calling, you seem to be out of the picture completely. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, the new manager, for whatever reason, decided his second day in charge that I wasn't going to be part of his plans, so I was straight on the transfer list and never got a chance to try and turn things around there, which, from that point of view, it was disappointing, because I'd, off the back of a bad season, I'd gone away over the summer, I'd grafted, I'd worked hard, and I were ready to fight for my place and prove people wrong. But I never got given that chance, and things then over the pre-season weren't, again, from coming back really fit after the summer, you kind of go backwards a little bit as the lads are getting the games and getting the football, getting the proper training. I weren't getting that, really, so it was disappointing in that respect. But again, it's fuel for the fire, and it just makes me more hungry to do well and prove people wrong.
So Chris Wilder didn't really give you a chance, did he not? Wasn't prepared to?
Not really. I was training on my own at times. I was left behind when the lads went on pre-season tour, which I could understand. He'd already made it clear that I weren't part of his plans. But on the other side of it, as I said to him, it was disappointing that I never really got a chance to show him what he had there in front of him. So it was disappointing. It was a tough time for me, but I like to think I handled it pretty well and got on with the only thing that I could affect, and that was me. So I just carried on, got my head down, carried on working hard, and hopefully that'll show when I get going properly for Fleetwood.
Do you feel as though you've got a point to prove to yourself to show that, yeah, I can be that player that I once was again?
Kind of, but I've never lost the confidence in my own ability. I know that once you get a run of games, which is and settle into a side properly, that it was kind of a stop-start season for me anyway, so it was tough to get going last season. So I never really got the full match fitness that you need and everything else that surrounds that within the team that you get when you're playing regular and you're at the height of your fitness, height of your confidence, height of everything, really. So I never really got to that stage, so I'm confident when I get that I'll get there, and it's down to me to prove that and just keep working hard.